Door AI.
This article is about how some Christian men are still closeted, and it discusses the pros and cons of coming out. It talks about how some people who come out suffer because of the reactions they get from their friends and family.
Dash.
Many Christian men remain in the closet because of the fear of judgment from their communities and families. It takes a lot of courage to come out, even in today's progressive America. It is a coming out story for a controversial group of people that is often misunderstood and judged harshly. The story brings attention to the issue of coming out as a Christian man and how it can change professional relationships, close doors, and take away blessings. Ada Calhoun's story of Christian is an inspiring and moving one. It is both sad and a little embarrassing to think that someone might have to hide their authentic self from even their closest friends. Despite Calhoun having known Christian for a long time, it wasn't until recently that he opened up about his true identity. This speaks to how long and difficult the process can be for people coming out, even with people who they talk to a lot about other things. Christian Calhoun is a writer and artist who fled heavily Christian parts of the South to find refuge in New York City's vibrant art and music community. She had a very bad rap for her Christianity growing up, and was closeted about her sexuality until recently. One night, she was having drinks with our friends Ada Calhoun and her husband when Solange dropped in to have drinks with them. It was then that Christian felt safe enough to come out as gay. He had been living in the closet for most of his life and was afraid of what his family and friends would think. He had grown up in the Bible Belt, where being gay was not accepted. His seminarian friends had never talked about LGBT issues and he felt like he couldn't talk about it either. At a Christian music concert, Christian heard a song by Ray Bolts called, "The Life of a Believer," which changed his life forever. The lyrics spoke to him and pushed him to come out to his family and friends. As Ada Calhoun wrote in her book, Staying Closeted, a memoir of family, career, and coming out late is a difficult journey, but it can be done. Christian decided to take this journey and came out as gay during his college years at Fort Lauderdale College. Although some people were supportive, most were not happy with this decision as they believed that being gay was wrong in God's eyes. My Christian high school was one of these places. My LGBT friends faced repercussions for coming out, and were even denied jobs or promotions because of their sexual or gender identities. One friend in particular, Christian, had trouble finding a job after his seminary studies and had been searching for 5 years with no luck. I knew that Christian was still in the closet and felt like he was bearing an unnecessary burden because of his religion. He didn't want to accept his true identity and the fact that he was different from his Christian community. He felt like God had made him, but didn't love him because of his differences. His parents were often mean to him and that only made things worse. He also had some former school teachers who weren't very supportive of him either. But, I realized that we all make mistakes, and though it took Christian a few years to come out, by the second year of high school he finally accepted himself for who he was. Anna liked Kitty and I liked my friend, but well, countless LGBTQ folks like us have been struggling with their faith and their sexuality since they were young. My friend Anna and I had talked about the implications of coming out in public, and how it could affect anyone in the world. Thankfully, Kristen Stewart spent nearly a decade being open about her identity to the public, which provides a whole lot of support for LGBTQ people all over the world. We all look up to Stewart for her courage and strength, but I'm so glad that Christian was able to take this step on his own. For the 100 queer Christians out there, Christian has shown that it's possible to find acceptance and love despite being different. In a world where sexuality is so often at odds with Christian justice, it's incredible how Christian manages to reconcile his faith with his gender and sexuality. He does this by doing intense advocacy for the rights of others, working hard to separate Bible verses from the way that we view sexuality today. It's not just about angels and demons anymore. We now have armed angels fighting for equality in all its forms. Christian is one of a handful of people who are brave enough to show us God's love in everything they do. As a member of the LGBTQ community, Christian has had to face a lot of hostility from militant Christians and atheists alike. This is why it is so important for those of us who are straight to show our support and understanding for Christian. The New Atheist Movement, led by Richard Dawkins, may have been a good thing in some ways, but it has made life difficult for many people like Christian. It's time to think outside the box and find ways to show everybody that God loves them as they are.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1696. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.